jardinier avec ton petit sexe entouré de poils rouges. Je n'arrive pas à croire que tu puisses croire qu'on veut de toi. Je n'y crois pas même dans le noir, même si tu gardes ton pyjama, même si tu gardes ton peignoir en forme de t-shirt ringard. Garde ta chemise, ça limitera les dégâts bâtards. Je veux te voir dans un film pornographique, en action avec ta bite, sans potatoes ou bien frites. Pour tout savoir sur ton anatomie, sur ton cousin c'est qui et vos accessoires fétiches. Cuisine, c'est quoi ta position favorite, tes performances olympiques, mais tu n'as rien d'engagé. Tu es tout nu sous ton tablier, prêt à dégainer, mais je t'avoue rien n'y fait. Tu rêves d'un humeur fluo, dessiné par accro, mais tu n'as pas le permis, tu prends toujours le métro.
Welcome to Le Ritual on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I am with special guest Danielle. Say hello.
Hello.
That was Je veux te voir by Yel. She's a singer from France. I just found this song maybe from watching Girl Boss on Netflix. Shout out Girl Boss, love that show.
Yeah, funnily enough, that altered both of our lives.
Yeah, exactly.
We watched it at the ripe age of like 14.
Literally, high school was like, yeah, I will move to San Francisco now.
Yeah, pronto.
Pronto, pronto, and start a fashion business, whatever. I basically played that song because our theme for today is basically, it's wrapping it up. Guys, this is the last show of Le Rituel of the year. I know you're sad. Stop crying. But our beautiful Danielle is going to France next term on exchange. And I just thought that that was a great send-off for you and a great starter for what's going to come for you.
Yeah, and opening my world further to French music rather than just sticking to La Femme, though they are great.
Oh, La Femme, you can stick with La Femme. La Femme is awesome.
Yeah, but don't tell Sonia that.
Yeah, exactly.
A sore spot still.
Yeah, I know. There was a concert, but, you know, sometimes things don't work out, and that's totally chill. It's totally fine.
It's probably one of the biggest regrets, not going, but I'll see them in Europe, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Come on. You'll see him in Europe. It's chill. But yeah, well, speaking of wrapping it up, we basically have been going through our Spotify Wrapped because the best time of the year is now when Spotify is like, you had your Pink Princess pop walk in October. I thought that was a great touch from Spotify. Loved hearing that. Basically, I'm just a girl.
Basically, I'm a girl,
I'm a girl in their eyes. And we thought that it would be fun to just basically share what Spotify gave to us, but also what we think should have gone into our top raps, I feel.
Yeah, though nobody will be revealing what their top artist was because that's obviously confidential information.
Yeah.
If Bree, you're listening.
it's a sensitive topic in the house, but whatever, doesn't matter. But Danielle, you want to start us off?
Yeah, so the first song that I'm playing is called Fire by the River by Harumi. He's this Japanese psychedelic artist. And yeah, I just found him. And like, I just love doing these like 60s deep dives because that's kind of the music that I was raised on. And anytime a song has that kind of like mono effect, it's like brings me right back to my childhood, listening to the Beatles in the back of my mom's little Volkswagen buggy.
And I love that your mom had a Volkswagen.
Oh yeah, come on. How could you not?
Exactly.
A little bit of a girl boss moment. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, this is just totally kind of like my song. Like just hits all the spots for me.
I love it. Yeah, I've heard this song too, and Danielle was actually the one that introduced me to it, and I hope that it inspires everyone else to just branch out with their music tastes because that helped me branch out to other regions of the world.
Yeah, come on.
Anyway, let's get going. This is Fire by the River by Harami.
My love. let me create my world, a symphony, my heart, a comedy, my
The River by
Harumi.
Sorry, I said it wrong the last time. But that song is so good. I love it so much.
Yeah, no, it's this guy's golden. Like, seriously, looking through his discography, it just keeps getting better and better and better.
No, actually, I love it so much. Yeah, I mean, moving on. Guys, let's move on. This next song also came out probably maybe late 60s, early 70s, probably late 60s, this album came out. These guys were actually one of my top artists. And I know we said we wouldn't share, but I thought, why not?
I thought I might have to.
I thought, you know, maybe. Why not? Who cares? My top artist was The Doors, which I was kind of shocked by.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like that's pretty believable for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I do listen to The Doors quite often, but I'm also just like, I don't know. I was a little shocked. I went, oh. Because I thought Charlie XCX would be the top. She was actually number two.
Oh, and after reading that biography, you were like,
I was
I'm
like,
not sure.
Yeah, I know. After reading, I think it was called, what was it called? No One Here Gets Out Alive, maybe? It was a Jim Morrison biography or something. Like, it was very well written and a little too realistic to some extent.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, whatever. Anyway. Separating the art from the artist in this instance, I just love this song. It turned up on my Wrapped playlist, and there's just something about it. It just gets my blood flowing. It's like one of my favorite Doors songs. I just love it to the moon and back.
Everybody's a little sleep deprived. It is finals week.
It is finals here. Danielle is graciously having her presence in the studio today while she's studying for a final that's at 7 p.m. today.
Hey, you're golden.
Exactly.
I love you. I love being here. I'm glad I could be here, but I am writing out essay plans as we're talking.
Exactly. And you know what? Like, we're just going to add another song for your little fun study playlist.
Exactly.
This is Roadhouse Blues by The Doors.
Keep your eyes on the road you have upon the wheel. cha po na me cha ba ba lu la ni cha o pa pa ni cha I son con de re Ashen lady Give up your vows Give up your vows
Roadhouse Blues by The Doors.
Incredible
song. Incredible stuff. Incredible song. Jim Morrison, that like kind of raspy cigarette voice.
Mm-hmm.
Robbie
Jim
on
Morrison,
the guitar.
Well done.
No, Jim Morrison, well done. Yeah. Well done. He's, yeah, one of my favorite artists, honestly. Also, his poetry album is so beautiful.
Oh my God, yes. That was actually one of the highlights of my year, was you showing me... What is it, An American Prayer?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so good.
So good. But definitely, yeah, like, I feel like with Jim Morrison, it's like you'll hear the best song you've ever heard in your life, and then next song you'll be like, oh.
And you're like,
won't be
what
playing that one.
Kind of acid are you on? Yeah, you're like, okay,
that
cool.
That was weird.
Yeah, you're like, all right, awesome. Yeah, no. I mean, are we staying in the 60s or are we moving forward, Dana?
Let me, Gino. Let me answer that. Let me double check. Hang on. I think we're probably staying in the 60s, but I can't. No, early 70s.
Okay, same thing, pretty much.
But still on sort of a psychedelic kick. I mean, okay. I don't think this guy's directly thought of as that, but who cares?
Whatever.
I love this song, though. This was like... This and Fire by the River were like my two most played songs.
Really?
Yeah, because
I'm
just,
excited.
It's just kind of weird, and like it's just more about like the feeling you get than the actual lyrics.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're like, what are you on about?
what are you thinking about when you're writing these things? When you're making these things?
Yeah.
No one ever really makes music like this anymore. I feel like because it was so new at the time, obviously it was like booming. But it's just like, I mean, I love music now, don't get me wrong. Like, everyone's kind of popping into, like, electronica and more, like, house beats music, which I think is really cool. And also a genre that has been underground for a really long time, but just it's now finally coming into the mainstream, which I think its time is now. But also, like, let's get a little, like, psychedelic rock back. Come on.
True. But even then, like, I was watching this thing about Fontaine's DC. I mean, I didn't fact check it, but it checks out. Like, these guys are so poetic and, like, their songwriting is so good. And the detail they put into their records, you can tell they
True.
Would do something like this.
True.
Like, apparently the song Hoarseness is the Whatness. Well, actually, first of all, the whole album, like, the fact that we're, like, psychedelic rock is not being made anymore. Hoarseness is the Whatness.
Yeah, true. It's like psychedelic rock is still being made, but it's just in a different font.
Yes, true. But basically the beat of that song is the heartbeat of one of the band members' daughters. In
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
Really cool.
And the whole idea of hoarseness is the whatness comes from this line in the Odyssey, I think, that's all about...
Oh my God, I loved that book as a kid.
Basically this point where they're like, dude, like, stop talking in all these political terms and, like, making everything more complicated than it is. Hoarseness is the whatness. Like, that's what makes a horse is a horse.
I love that.
Oh, wait, what makes a horse is its hoarseness. There's nothing
else interesting.
To it. So, yeah, anyway, maybe we got to play that. But anyway,
yeah.
This is Blue Murder by Alan Hall.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll get into this first, and maybe we'll have a little surprise visit by Fontaine's DC later.
Oh my god, I wish.
Let's do it.
Take off your makeup, oh don't you dare. Hey, look up, don't you think you shook up, oh don't you care. I am what you think I am, and that's neither here nor there. I really do not care, the time has come for me to scream blue. I am the apple man and I'm rotten to the core. I'm rotten to the core. The time has come for you to scream. Swallowed by the crush. If you want to pull it off, you're gonna have to learn to push. The time has come for us. The time has come for us to scream. Thank you.
whoa, that song kind of like changed the trajectory of my life, I think.
Isn't it good?
It's so good. Like, I was saying it was like very Grateful Dead, like super, oh my God. I'm just like, wow, wow.
Seriously.
Danielle,
and it's just,
you killed with that one.
Like, songs with really, really good production like that just mm-hmm. make you so grateful for non-mono audio. I know I just yeah. contradicted myself, but like.
Yeah, I know, I know. I mean, what we were talking about was like, it's crazy how high quality that sound is, considering that it was, what, early 70s?
Yeah.
And they're obviously recording on tape and like chopping and mixing.
Oh my God.
With scissors. And like melting it together and just like, wow. And I was also saying how I'd never really heard echo on a drum like that, especially on like the bass drum.
So incredible.
It's so good.
It's like, if I can give any advice to anybody who's actually listening right now, it's to play that song with noise-canceling headphones on, with the different instruments and different ears on your headphones while you've got a little bit of incense burning, and you're laying on your carpet, and you're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, projecting.
Yeah.
Projecting. I mean, I feel like this next song that I'm about to play also kind of has the same feel, but how we were saying, how psychedelic rock is still very prevalent, it's just in a different font.
Totally.
And that's how I feel this artist really captures this song and just his music in general. This is a Quebec artist, Hubert Lenoir, I think is how you say his name. Sorry, I totally just butchered that.
Jerome needs to come back.
No, Jerome was the person that showed me this guy, actually, and saying how his shows were one of the best he's seen in Montreal. And after hearing his music and just doing like a super deep dive on him, it's like, I can totally see how he had really good stage presence. But this is an artist that I was kind of shocked that wasn't on my Wrapped. And I kind of wish was, because it's such a good shout. And I just recently found this song because I was just like listening to this album again. I think it's a self-titled album. I can't remember, but really good. It's called Phase. Super psychedelic, really synthy, really weird. And it's just like, it's the only type of, like, Quebecois that I can actually understand because he speaks so slow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, it's helping me learn French, honestly. And
hey, we'll need it.
And we're going to need it because we want to move to Montreal. Hot take. Hot take.
Bienvenue.
And who knows, maybe we'll run into this guy while he's there, because I'm pretty sure he still lives there.
I bet we could befriend him.
I bet we could.
Yeah.
With our connects. Yeah, get him on the radio.
Get him on the screen printing business.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, who knows? We could.
Hey.
But, yeah, I mean, let's just get right into it. This is Hubert Lenoir, Phase.
Amis avant, juste amis jusqu'au moment qu'on est sorti de la case. Bon, si puce, c'est juste une phase.
Phase by Hubert Lenoir.
So good.
Montreal. Shout out Montreal. God, that song's so good. It's just like, again, he also, Jerome was telling me that he's kind of like a staple for like Quebec kids, being like, hit a lot of his songs or like their songs of the summer. And of course, when I went to Montreal, I was blasting this guy in my ears like the whole time, kind of praying that I would run into him, being like, I love your stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't, sadly. But hey, what can you do? Yeah, I mean, that's me. Now we've taken a trip across Canada. Yeah. Where are we going next, Danielle?
Now we're going to the UK. Is Sophie from the UK? I think.
Is she? I thought she was Australian.
Could all be fixed.
I could all be fixed with a Google search. That's our biggest problem.
Anyway, but yeah, so this is It Cold in the Water? This was actually shown to me by my older sister last Christmas, and obviously we're approaching Christmas now, and this genuinely changed, like, just, I don't even know how to explain this song. It's just like, you're sitting there, you've got it on, and you're just like, oh my God. It's like the ultimate sensory music. Like,
totally.
The production is so good. Oh my God. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's like nothing you can really do to introduce the song.
You just gotta play it.
Yeah,
we just gotta play it.
Yeah, and okay, it's like we're leading with more modern psychedelic electro pop, and it's not, but it's really interesting. Okay, I guess you can't introduce it. So Sophie like usually has this really like abrasive techno that's like a lot of harsh sounds in your ears. And it could be like the most poppy upbeat song that almost sounds like it could be in a Barbie soundtrack, but actually it's like got all these sounds that almost sound like metal hitting each other.
Oh, I love it.
It makes you want to dance.
Yeah.
But then this song is the complete opposite of that, and you just don't expect it to come out of a Sophie discography, but
I love it.
Anyway.
I'm excited. Yeah, when you first showed me Sophie, I was also hooked. So
good.
Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
I'm freezing.
It's just
it's
like
such a good song.
Full body experience.
Yeah, totally. And it's like I was telling Danielle off air how it feels like it's setting up for some crazy drop because she does such a good job at like building that tension that like all really good DJs do. But it leads to nothing. And that's what it makes it so good.
And it just never drops.
It never drops.
Yeah, it's so, so, so good. Sophie is one of the greatest blessings to this world. It's so, so sad she passed. Rest in peace.
I know. Rest in peace, Sophie. Yeah. She's so cool. And such a, like ahead of her time, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And I think her and Charlie XCX were really...
I think so, too.
Close to, but again, don't really know that as a fact. That's, I think, something I might have read somewhere.
Yeah, that could be something false. But I feel like I read that somewhere, too. Whatever. I mean, we're approaching on our last minutes. So
oh
sad.
God.
And I don't know. This last song that I'll play for you guys is... It was like... It also ended up on my Wrapped. I was kind of shocked that it did. And then when I realized how much I listened to it at the beginning of summer, I was like... Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. But an artist that I've never really fully, like, got into, but this song, when she dropped it, I was like, wow, this is actually, like, this is groovy. Like, I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
But it was the song that I started listening to, and I was like, oh, maybe this year is actually super awesome.
Oh, totally.
Because, you know, like, when you find a song... like kind of halfway through your year and you're like, oh wait, actually, yeah, things are gonna be totally fine.
Oh my god. And something you can just get up to and like dance in the morning too. Yeah,
exactly. And it was just like it's such a positive song. I feel like not a lot of things that are dropped recently are like actually want to like intended to make you feel really good.
Yeah,
because everything always has some like deep underlying meaning, which is also super beautiful that artists do. But this one was literally, I mean, it's called My Fun for a reason, and it's so good. It's Suki Waterhouse. I totally spoiled the surprise, but whatever. Really, it's kind of like, you know that song, In the Summertime, When the Weather is Hot? That's exactly what it reminds me of.
And Suki Waterhouse is also just so cute, and yeah.
Yeah, which is interesting, groovy. Because Suki Waterhouse kind of is more of like a little angsty femme fatale type of musical genre, like good looking.
Really?
Yeah, good looking is like super like theatrical and like clashy and just like really like, I don't know how to describe it, but this is like the polar opposite of what she normally makes, which I think
that.
I really liked about it and why I listened to it like 50 million times this year. And this semester, I don't know about anybody else, it's been a bit rough. You know, it's
yeah,
been
third year, first semester.
Get ready, whoever. Get ready. It's definitely not the greatest term. But I found this song again when my Wrapped came out, and I was like, right, I actually needed this song to re-enter my life. So it's going to re-enter all of your guys' ears.
Right.
If you haven't heard it before, it's really good. And I just want to say I love you. Thanks for the first full year of Le Ritual. We
Crazy.
Started in January.
Crazy, hey?
And it's just, I've had such a fun time. And I'm so glad that, Danielle, you could be on today and just, like, on for many more episodes to come.
And let's just dedicate 2025 to having fun.
Yes, loads to my fun, your fun, everyone's fun. You're going to have such a good time in France. It's just going to be a year to remember. 2025, I keep saying, has such a good ring to it. And I know that for a reason, because I just have such a strong gut feeling that it's going to be really good.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's going to be, we're going to have so much fun and so many stories to tell by the end of 2025.
So
I've got a good feeling about
that. We already have so many stories to tell in Vancouver, but we're going to have even more when we're all dispersed somewhere else.
Jerome and I in a foreign country?
Yeah.
We'll come back. Jerome and I in Morocco?
Yeah. Jerome and you in literally all of Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, this is my send-off for you, and I hope that everyone that's listening has a great, great rest of their day and has a great rest of their year and a Merry Christmas.
And passes their finals.
And passes their finals and has a Happy New Year. And I'll see you again in 2025. Let's do it. This is My Fun by Suki Waterhouse. Love ya.
Blood on Back in the arms of make-believe, back to the shade of the cherry tree.